Our draft coverage will continue this evening here on The Ticket. And it's anchored by Norm Hitzkus, our old buddy who joins us now from Nashville. Norm, great job last night on the draft.
Yes. Let's tell you.
Good, Norm. Yeah, How are you?
Great. I'm doing pretty well. I had a hard time getting the big board on the plane, but finally got it here. It's been serving me well. You know, I've covered the draft for 43 years now,
yes,
and I just never get tired of it. I love traveling up here.
We know.
It's great to have Donnie up here. Great to have Donnie. And also, Blatch, I've got to send out a heartfelt thank you to my producer, Mike Saroy.
Okay.
He's just helped out so much, and we have great broadcast accommodations, although I have to say that the bathroom is located 3 football fields away. I mean, good God, man. Can't you put a bathroom closer to a talk studio?
Boy, we're really hitting a lot of the Norm bingo card items.
It's 2019. Bingo. Don't we have ADA codes? I mean, I haven't seen a bathroom that far away since the Ford administration.
Okay, there's another one.
A little birdie told me it'll be different next year.
Well, you're playing your greatest hits.
Yeah, but, by the way, I saw that Norm bingo card on the Twitters.
Mm-hmm.
Was not amused.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I do love the NFL draft. To be quite honest, it's the only thing I can still get an erection at.
Norm!
We don't need to know that.
And matter of fact, I was so worked up last night, I was ready to get back to that hotel room with Mayor.
Oh man. Please don't give us those details.
Poor Mary.
So we went back to the hotel room and Mayor, she got freaky on me.
Norm, hey. We're on the air.
She got freaky on me. She had this great idea. She wanted to play this kinky game of hide and go seek.
Norm.
So she told me to go down to the hotel bar and count to 50,000. And then go looking for her. So I'm calling you from the hotel bar.
Oh, you're still there.
Still there.
Yeah, I bet she's hidden in a good place. It's been 12 hours so far.
Hey.
I'm not sure what Donnie did last night, but Donnie said on the air yesterday that he likes the draft. Now, what Donnie is trying to say is that he likes the draft.
Yeah, we got that the first time.
See, that's what I like to do. I like to norm-splain Donnie. So tune in today, 10 to noon, for some more norm-splaining of Donnie.
Rough.
Well, and by the way, Mike Saroy needs your prayers.
Uh-oh.
Why?
I don't think he's been sober for 1 second.
That's expected, yeah.
It's like living with Foster Brooks.
Dated reference.
Dated reference. Or is nobody familiar with the up-to-date cultural reference Foster Brooks? Okay. For those who don't know who Foster Brooks was, he had a drinking problem bigger than Kim Kardashian's bottom. Get it? It's a hot hip reference.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Very hip.
Let me just say, it may be a little oversized, but that mud maker on Kim Kardashian?
Hey.
That could make memory foam hard.
Norm, can we talk draft?
Why talk draft when we can talk jokes? What's the difference between a pencil and a Bob Sturm question? Pencil has a point.
Hey, don't take a shot at Bob.
What do pimps and farmers have in common?
Huh.
Yeah, they both need a hoe to stay in business, pal. What did Cinderella do when she got to the ball?
What?
Gagged. It's a little bit too much.
God.
I don't know if you guys know this. It's a little life hack for you. But I've been taking Viagra for my sunburn.
For your sunburn?
Yeah, it doesn't cure it, but it keeps the sheets off my legs.
Stupid.
Hey, say what you want about pedophiles, but at least they slow down through school zones.
Norm?
Yeah, I don't think we need to
Norm
try to prop them up, Norm.
What's worse than waking up at a party and finding a penis drawn on your face?
Hmm.
Finding out it was traced. last night, pal. Last night. So there's a few Norm funny funnies. Let's go drafting.
We're going to stop sending you on
Let's
the road,
go
Norm.
Drafting.
Doesn't sound like he's handling it well.
There's Norm from Nashville.